This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Free throw good by Jalen Green. Makes 1-2. Thompson steals it from Curry at midcourt, and all the Warrior momentum is gone. A dunk and a foul. Jimmy Butler fouled Thompson. And again, the Warriors had cut it down. And now it's right back up to 71-44. And now you have to, as you said, the feeling is, oh, we have to do this all over again.
Gotta do it all over again.
And that's got to be really tough.
It is. It's hard mentally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tom Tolbert and Tim Roy on the call last night on 95.7 The Game. And yes, Warriors got to do it all over again tomorrow night, but it's the Chase Center. They'll have the home crowd behind them.
Let's go. 6 p.m. Start.
And they will hope to get into the second round and earn the right to play the Minnesota Timberwolves, who eliminated the Lakers last night.
And what we do know is either going to be Monday or Tuesday, right? That game one against if the Warriors advance.
That's correct. Yeah. That is correct, if the Warriors advance. Let's go to Peter in San Mateo. Hey, Peter, how you doing? No, Peter dropped.
Good.
The one thing too is
like the Warriors.
I mean, I thought the other thing that was huge yesterday is the Rockets made their foul shots. They were 32 for 38, and I'll tell you what really got them off to a great start is they were 8 for 8 from the line about midway through the first quarter.
I was impressed,
and I was thinking to myself, see, this is why free throw shooting is more than just what you end up with at the end of the night, because that's been a game or that's been a situation where they went 8 for 8 from the line and the score was 17-8.
Okay.
I mean, in games past, they're 4 or 5 from 8 from the line and it's 17, you know, and it's like 13-8. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference as the game moves on. When you make free throws, you do not give up any kind of momentum. When you miss free throws, you give up any of your momentum. And with the Rockets making their free throws, they just were able to stay ahead comfortably and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, and it got to the point to where yesterday I was telling you it felt like turnovers when they were going up there missing them. But I'll give our guy Willard credit, Steiny. He said the team that's won every game in this series won the free throw battle. And yesterday, the Rockets continued that trend.
Yeah, let's go to Tom in Concord. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just really wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. I agree with Gu. You know, I really think that we had a chance to maybe get back into the game in the fourth quarter. You know, I was okay that Steve Kerr pulled the plug in the third. You know, the starters weren't going to do anything last night. But, you know, when there was like 6 minutes left in the fourth, we cut it to 13, and you know, Steve Kerr let it play out. And you know, I'm not saying he should have put in the starters; they were done. But you know, he kept in Braxton Key, and I don't even know who that is. I don't even think he played a single minute of garbage time this
season.
And he proceeds to smoke like two wide open, you know, put back layups. We're talking like we could have cut it to single digits with like 4 minutes left. And I'm just saying, like, man, Steve Kerr had an opportunity to maybe like put in Guy Santos. If he's feeling frisky, put in GP2. And, like, he doesn't. I really think it was really disappointing. Like, I'm not saying we could have won the game, but, you know, Steve Kerr, like, he could have stayed engaged and, you know, done something special. And then, you know, we lose the lead, and then he puts in Buddy Hield and Gui Santos. And it was just really disappointing. I mean, this is a playoff closeout game. This isn't a regular season game. We could have closed the series. There's that. And, you know, JK being out was really, really, really disheartening. And, I still feel good about tomorrow's game. I just really wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
Well, first of all,
good call.
Here you go again, Steiny. Here you go again, talking about age. But here's the reality of the situation. You couldn't have put those guys back in the game. You could not have put Green, Curry, and Butler back in the game.
They sat for
40 minutes. There's no way you can put them back in.
And they
that
didn't
game.
Deserve to get back in there, if you ask me. You didn't, but I'm just sharing that with you.
Exactly.
And so, give Kerr some credit for saying, you know what, here's the white flag. Youngsters, go get it. And they made it interesting. But I'm not mad at the caller. That's just hurt talk, as we say, from the Yoon, Donnie. He's hurt about the loss. But at the end of the day, that wasn't going to – yeah, you would have probably risked them dudes getting hurt had you let them sit that long and then put them back in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know it could have gotten to this when if somebody makes a layup and then they need to get it's I never thought the Rockets were going to give up that lead.
Yeah, and what about our guy from Sirius Radio, Brian Gelsheiler, Steiny? He called it. I asked him about Jalen Green, and I was expecting this big old heart transplant in regard to maybe taking him out of the starting lineup, and he kept him in there. And Green didn't kill him, 13-25. Oh, excuse me. Got the wrong box score up. But he didn't kill him, played within himself. And all the Rockets played well, man. They really did.
Yeah, no, I actually made a note of Jalen Green, too.
I thought he was a pro, man.
First quarter, he only took three shots. He made two of them. Mm-hmm. For the game, he was 3-for-8. And sometimes a young player in that situation will try to do too much. But when other guys were making shots, he figured out that he didn't need to play a certain kind of way, and they took advantage of the fact that the Rockets had a lot of guys who were making shots last night.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Oh, Peter in San Mateo's back. Let's quick go to him. What's up, Peter? How you doing?
Hello. Yes, very good. I want to talk about the first quarter and how they try to attack the zone.
Okay.
I keep taking and missing threes. That's when we need JK, right, to drive into the paint and to beat the zone. But Kerr keeps saying JK is not a fit. I think that's a fit yesterday in the first quarter. We need someone to drive to the paint instead of keep shooting threes and missing them.
Well, you know what? Kuminga was not available last night, though. That was the problem.
Illness?
He was listed as out because of an illness.
I got that late.
So he wasn't even available last night.
Even if he's available, I doubt that Kerr will try to pull him in. But that's when we need, I'm just saying, that's when we need a guy like JK. He is a fit.
No, I mean, thanks, Peter. Appreciate the call. I mean, to me, it's a moot point last night because he wasn't going to play. He couldn't play. He was sick. And we'll see if he can play Friday.
Do you have a problem with me, and I jotted this down, with Curry and this hand issue on the shooting hand, maybe to have him play off the ball a little bit more? And he doesn't have to have that responsibility of bringing it up and getting blitzed ad nauseum. Like, is that fair?
Why not?
Wow.
I mean, he doesn't have to handle it all the time. We know that about him. He's great off the ball. He's terrific on the ball. So if he's struggling with his ball handling, maybe because of his thumb, they've got other guys who can initiate the offense.
But
I think that's fair.
And I'll say this to the caller's point. I loved what he said, Steiny, and I just said it to you 5-10 minutes ago. It felt like driving to the rack for the Warriors last night was from here to Albuquerque. It was like, it felt like a marathon. Like, the rim's right there, guys. You don't got to just shoot there. Steiny, we didn't have any legs.
Uh-oh.
We had no juice.
Well, it's only game 5
and
of the first round of the NBA playoffs.
Hold on. Maybe I need to clean my glasses, but is that a cop-out or is
what?
There anything
– what a cop-out?
You going to the age and saying there wasn't anything technical that Houston did. Technical.
If you want to continue to believe that this team's not as old as it is – You can do that.
Wow, man.
The
I'm
reality
in that
of the
line.
Situation is they're Damn. An older team, and they must navigate that age in terms of managing playoffs. And
so
let's say they win and they play Minnesota. I'll bet you right now they have a game like this against Minnesota.
Okay.
I just think they will.
Okay. All right, I got you. I'd rather have that than lose 118-117. And if you're telling me we can still accomplish our ultimate goal, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, what's the ultimate goal?
To win it all or get to the Western Conference Finals?
Well,
I just want to see Curry play off the ball a little bit more, especially after seeing that picture of his whatever's going on with his shooting hand. He's playing through it, man, and he hasn't once mentioned it, and that's why I love him. He has not once said, this is happening because of this. And he's had some great games. But tomorrow will tell me in the first quarter, the first 5 minutes, if this is old versus young, if that's really starting to take over, then I'm going to be if you're right, Stoney, because I kind of blown past. Yeah, that's their age, Stoney. But this was the first time in this series I felt like the Warriors showed a bit of that birth certificate.
Speaking of Curry's thumb, Steve Kerr was asked about Houston's strategy, if they had one, regarding the thumb.
You know, the rule, the NBA, is once the shot has been released, you're allowed to hit the guy's arm. And so what's happened in the league this year is players always they're going to outsmart, you know, the rules. They know what they're doing. So players all over the league are just taking shots at guys' shooting hands after release because they know it's not going to be a foul. And I'm very confident that next year the league will fix it because it's only a matter of time before somebody, you know, breaks a thumb or breaks a hand or whatever. But these are the rules. I do believe they're allowed to call a flagrant if they want. The refs could call a flagrant if the guy winds up and takes a shot. But no, it's been happening across the league all year long. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but you know, we have to take it through the league process to get that changed, and that'll probably happen this summer, I would guess.
Okay.
Tell me.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What I thought about after I heard that.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dylan Brooks, how dumb you were to put your hand on the stomach or the midsection of Butler. Had you hit his hands, you would have been all right.
I bet they would have called it, though.
Yeah.
They were probably going to call a foul if there was any contact on that play.
I got to tell you something, Stoney. He's been hitting his turnaround jumper, Dylan Brooks. He could play on my team. He's gotten better. I know he's a joke. Nobody likes him.
I don't think he's a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think he's a joke at all anymore.
Man, there's a spot on my team for him any day.
Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Oh, guys. Love listening to the show.
Thank you, Nick.
I tune in when I'm at work. See you guys. Yeah. I was going to say yeah, it just seemed like the energy was a little off last night. Obviously, got behind in the beginning. I got to say, on Friday, I really got to see that energy coming through from Pajemski. I want to see another game like he had in game four. Especially, you know, I think they need to get going. I agree with Guru. You know, I think they need to get going early tomorrow night and just bring that energy and man, the biggest thing, too, is just the turnovers. That's a big factor right there. I've seen Steph turned the ball over early, you know, like careless plays, that kind of stuff's going to cost you. It worries me a little bit just going into game six because, you know, if they don't bring that energy early, they're going to get behind. And you definitely don't want to let that game go to game seven in Houston because you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
No doubt, Stani.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, let's take some of the intangibles away from the Warriors in terms of their age. Let's not talk about that
okay.
for a little while.
Where are you going?
They have limitations. They are a small team. They are not an athletic team. They're not a great three-point shooting team. They have limitations. We are not watching a juggernaut struggling. We're watching a good basketball team pay a little bit of a price for some of their deficiencies. They're small inside. And that they're going to be small inside every playoff game they play from this point on. So many of these things we have been saying in the regular season, but they tend to catch up with you in the postseason.
I don't disagree. I get that. But also, Stani, when you talk about what they have a surplus of, it's experience, it's pedigree. It's guys that have got it done and climbed the mountaintop. Like Draymond Green, Looney, and Steph Curry, and how Curry can have that flurry in a hurry and bury you. And you talk about Jimmy Butler and what he's been. He's been nothing but a godsend. So I'm with that in regard to the limitations. But, again, they were up 3-1. They're up 3-2. But what I think they have a surplus of, and that's that you know, junkyard dogs that could take it to that next level where other guys and teams can't, I'm hoping that wins out. And why I feel like they can get, if everything goes their way, to the Western Conference Finals and hopefully further.
Yeah, they got to win this series first. And, like, that's
– they got boat race, man. That game was over in the second. Or if you want to say – like, I'm – wow. Who saw that?
A lot of people saw it, Goo. A lot of people saw it. It happens.
And I'm not putting this on you. You said Houston couldn't blow out the Warriors.
I was wrong.
Yeah, I got that. And I'm not doing that for that. That's why I'm saying there's something else happening here besides us being wrong. From a technical standpoint.
Who do you think this team is? You think they're the best team in the Western Conference? The Warriors.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, like what made anybody think this was not going to be a grind?
Like the last 20 games of the season for the Warriors.
Guess what? That ain't the playoffs. And this is kind of the other thing. Like, okay, you're talking about the Warriors have junkyard dogs. Well, the Rockets don't. The Rockets got junkyard dogs. Thompson's a junkyard dog. Mm-hmm. Brooks is. I don't know, man. This like the Warriors are a really good team, but they have to play well to win games in the playoffs.
Let me ask you this: do you? And I'm being real because I'm gonna be watching this tomorrow, and maybe I'll watch it. It's all about how I feel, not Evan, not you, but I'm gonna ask both of you, Stani. I'm starting to think the Rockets aren't afraid of the Warriors.
They're not. Why would why would they be afraid? They're all 22 years old. They're just playing as hard as they can. There's no fright.
I mean, they looked like that yesterday.
I mean, they beat the Warriors 2 out of 5 in the regular season. So
the fear factor is not there, you're saying?
No.
Why would it be, respectfully?
For what the Warriors have done since Jimmy Butler's got to town, the fact that the Rockets, this is their first run, Evan, and you're going up against Dre, Steph, and now Jimmy Butler, and I thought they might get stage fright.
They played them 1-1 since Jimmy got there, and the last time they played them, they held Curry to 3 points.
I remember.
Like on the road. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if they hadn't beat them or if they had gotten blown out in two games, I could see them, I don't know if fear is the proper word, but not playing up. But, like, they're the two seed. they were better in the regular season than the Warriors. I guess I just don't understand why.
I'm living in the past.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah,
I think
when
it's,
you bring up that Durant point, that's how I'm looking at this team, and I'll take the L.
Well, that's ridiculous because that was 6 years ago, right. Goo. But here, like, you have a point with what was their record with Butler? 25-10. So people extrapolated that and said, you know what? There's a 55 win team if we're together all year.
Well, but I guess I would feel better about that game. Like, the biggest dud or egg that they laid in the regular season, I think was after the San Antonio game.
Okay.
You remember how despondent they sounded after that game? They didn't sound like that at all yesterday.
No, they...
Like, I mean, we're feeling down, or fans might be feeling down, but I would at least take some solace in the fact that the team, and maybe we can listen to some more sound after the game, did not sound as low as they did after the Spurs game, which very much felt like a really deflating loss.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. And I'll tell both of you this, and I keep going to boxing, and I'm trying to make it work, so bear with me. From an athleticism standpoint, Stoney, the Rockets are not overwhelmed. And they could come in here tomorrow and lose, but it'll be from a technical standpoint, breakdowns. There is nothing on this Warrior team that's scaring Houston athletically without Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm not saying – I just throwing that out there because he's your most athletic dude you're not using. So with that said, it's like being in a boxing ring. Evan can hit me, but he doesn't have the power to knock me out. Now, you can take me out by winning it on the scorecards, by winning the game tomorrow. But that's what abundantly is clear to me. I'm looking at the Rocket dudes like these. They ain't worried about Draymond or Steph going by. Like
the
that
idea
is,
that they would have
oh
been
my
to
gosh,
me is just
see,
ludicrous.
I had that in my form. I had that on my, I mean, on guys, my bingo card, man.
Houston won 50-plus games. They won 50-plus games. Yeah. Like, and that, okay, what did you do? Did you overrate the Warriors or underrate the Rockets?
Underrate the Rockets.
Okay. Here's Jimmy Butler. It's okay, Goo.
We're fine. Our confidence isn't going to waver any. We're going to start out better. We're going to play a better overall game because we know how good of a team we are as a unit. We know how good our players are as individuals. So we just got a starters. We got to kick us off better, which we know that we will do. We'll be fine.
There it is.
All right. Sound good. I mean, get it. I'm with it. I'll be there. We'll all be there. I'm with it. But you got to go do it. You got a pelvic contusion, and I'm watching you, and you are compromised. So Houston could take advantage of that if you get them. You know what I mean? You got to go out there and execute. But, man, and then if you allow me, as nervous as I am, to go back to Monday night's game, the Rockets were down early, got off the mat, had the ball with a chance to win the game. So if they come from that tomorrow night, you know, this is a fight now. I thought it might be a walk in the park.
From the first game's tip-off. And I'm not. You really thought the Warriors were just going to waltz in five and make it look easy? Well, like, first of all, here's the other thing about the Rockets. You're never going to be able to make it look easy against the Rockets. You're just not. They're ugly. They're an ugly team.
But yesterday, they used all their resources to get them out of what we define them, offensively challenged. How do you get past that? You D up. You steal the ball. You soar through the air. You do what – and that's what they did, and they did it so well, the fight was over in the first couple rounds.
Yeah.
We haven't done that to them even when we've won.
Well – this is the first game that the Warriors have kind of had a game to play with. Mm. I mean, you're going into a game on a Wednesday night against Houston. They're playing with their hair on fire, and the Warriors are saying, well, we've gone back to the Bay anyway after this game, no matter what. But so I'm sorry. Psychologically, this was always going to be a really hard game for the Warriors. And then once they got swarmed, it didn't matter. They pulled the plug. Who cares if they lost by 50, 40, 30, or 15?
But when you're down 3-1, even at home, can you give me some of this? The margin of error is minute. And I thought that might take over a young Rocket team. make a couple errors, you know, a couple turnovers. We're down.
They ain't bailing you out.
And that's what they proved to me yesterday.
I mean, they weren't, you know, they could have won game four. They missed a ton of foul shots. And part of that is kind of who they are. They're not a great foul shooting team. But last night, they put it all together. And the Warriors were not, they were just not playing close to as intense as the Rockets were. And it was clear as day.
All right.
And to me, it had the feel of an older team saying, let's cut our losses. We'll go get Friday.
All right. And if you don't, we got a game seven Sunday at 12:30. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think the series was going to be over in four or five.
All right. Well, obviously I did.
Because I don't, like, maybe we thought too much of the Warriors. I mean, maybe.
Well, or to be too little of
and
the Rockets.
That's right? What I'm, Evan, and why would I do that when they earned the two seed? Maybe I just thought that was, I didn't put enough respect on what they've accomplished and how they did it.
Yeah. I mean, once they drew the Rockets, yes, I thought it was the best team they could have drawn, but it doesn't mean that it was going to be easy. I mean, I'm telling you, the Rockets,
man, they're
young.
No, man.
And they're athletic. And they are putting pressure on the Warriors players in the backcourt. And whether it's Curry's thumb or not, the Warriors are having trouble handling the ball at times. And that's the other thing. In games three and four, the Warriors didn't turn the ball over that much. I don't think they had a ton of turnovers last night, but they all seemed to lead to dunks on the other end. And that's how the game, yeah, that's how the game got out of hand. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a game six coming up at Chase Center. That's a 6 o'clock tip off on Friday at Chase Center, not the normal 7 o'clock tip off. This is the 6 o'clock tip off tomorrow for TV. So get in those seats early, leave early, make sure you get there by six. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
That's the key, missed the layup. And Dylan Brooks and Spencer. And now Şengün has something to say. Trace Jackson Davis, and here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. TJD gave him a pretty good shove there.
So Braxton Key missed the layup. Dylan Brooks was pushed out of bounds. He was fouled.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
TJD!
Guru, do you ever think...
I'd do that
when
for you.
When you watch a game and something happens, do you ever think to yourself, huh, I wonder what would happen if the shoe was on the other foot?
All day long.
Oh, okay.
But in this instance, I thought about what TJD was doing. He was like, I'm tired of not playing it. Put whoever was in front of him. I loved it. He let that aggression out.
I want you to keep that same energy if the Warriors are blowing out the Rockets.
Yeah.
And the Rockets have their Scribinis in, but the Warriors have to continue to put the game away, and the Rockets' Scribinis try to do what the Warriors' Scribinis did last night to the starters.
Almost fell for it, man. Could you imagine?
They weren't Scribinis last night.
Man.
Best players on the Warriors.
And I love Spencer. Everything but the stash, I'm telling you, Stoney, he's getting suspended today. You can't headbutt.
He's used to playing with a helmet.
Yeah. That rugby in him. But TJ,
lacrosse,
get off my guy. What is it?
Lacrosse. That's the sport.
Yeah,
Pat Spencer may be among the greatest lacrosse players ever, apparently.
That's where he gets his toughness.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, you're getting hit on these lines today.
Oh, about?
Some people actually think you're trolling.
These things happen.
Like, that you can't possibly believe that.
I'm on it. I haven't seen anybody say people agreeing with me. I'm trolling. What would I be trolling about? My concern?
No. The assumption that This was going to be easy.
I picked the Warriors in five.
Okay.
And what? I thought I was being nice with that.
Well, why?
And that,
what was your reasoning?
And now, okay, gotcha. Inexperience versus experience. And maybe I did have one glass or two glasses too much of the beverage of the Warriors record with Jimmy, all the pundits and all the noise that I choose to watch and read about. You don't want to face this Warrior team. And Stoney, I'm not abandoning that. Houston's just showing me something. And yesterday it wasn't just defensively. It's offensively is why I'm a little nervous, because it feels like to me they figured something out.
I don't know about
okay.
that.
Okay, like I got that, you, but 131 points?
But every game's been different.
Okay.
I don't believe in momentum.
All right.
I believe in momentum during a game.
So we should be fine tomorrow.
I don't know. Again, like, just because the Warriors play hard and are really want to win a game, it doesn't mean they're going to win it anymore. Like, they can play hard. They need to do two things now. They need to play hard, and they need to play well. And that's the way it should be in the postseason. Mm. One other thing, can't quite remember. Let's go to, who's been waiting? Mike in Oakland. He's been hanging in there. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim and Martinez.
I'm
sorry, no. Look, can we go to Steven? He's been waiting for a while. Steven in Mountain View. How you doing, Steven?
I'm doing good, man. Good to hear you guys. I've been listening to you guys all week.
Thanks, man.
And last night's game, like, I just want to talk about that really quick, is I have full faith in the Warriors pulling this off and making it into the next round. And here's why. Last night's game, the Rockets came out. We knew they were going to come out with a punch, and they did. They were making every shot, every contested shot. They made I think at one point they were like 65%. From the field. And that's the first game they've done this. And I don't think they figured something out. I think that it was an elimination game for them. They came out knowing they needed to hit their shots, and they just had that game. And Steve Kerr, we trust. Like, he saw that.
Right.
And he immediately started pulling the guys out. Like, you know, Steph came out of the game pretty early in the first half for a good stint of minutes where he usually would be in there. And then in the second half, when we put all the, you know, our bench in, and there was a call earlier, probably like 30 minutes ago, from East Palo Alto, who said our bench is weak. Our bench is not weak.
Yeah.
Our bench has been winning its games all season long. It's a great bench. And they proved it last night. They played great. The third and fourth quarter, we won those quarters. Like, we played great. Like, they had to put in their starters back into the game because they were playing so damn great. So I full faith the Warriors will be able to pull this off. I think that, you know, Houston just came out punching and you know, like, Steve Kerr was like, okay, let them have this one, basically, let's see what our young guys can do.
Yeah, I see it the way you do. I mean, I guess the one thing that people were talking about is, you know, should Kerr have thought about putting the big boys back in the game? And they didn't deserve it
to me.
Well, it's to me, it's not about whether they deserved it or not. It's another thing. Like, these guys are 35, 35, and 37. They just sat for 35 minutes in real time. This is what Steve Kerr had to say about bringing back the starters.
Can't do that. You know, when you make a move like that and then, you know, the starters are on the bench, you can't go back to them. It's just not the right thing to do.
No, I
wish he would have said why, but probably because they weren't going to be ready, or they were going to be too stiff or something
but,
like that.
Again, I know it's not AAU or high school, Stoney, or CYO, shout out St. Anne's, but how unfair would that have been? And that's why I always feel like we never see the starters go back in. You got guys rolling. You obviously said you talked to Draymond to wave the white flag. Nobody knew they would go on a run. So if I'm a coach, I would never reward guys that I'm taking you out because you guys just didn't show up. And now these young cats are balling. Yeah.
What about if it were game seven?
They would have never been pulled.
Probably not.
To me.
Maybe not.
You got a problem with it, Evan? You got a problem with the youngsters bringing it back and then going to the starters? I think there's an unwritten rule where we got to let Evan finish this one out because I basically accepted the L by putting you guys in.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Like, the starters didn't deserve to come back in. Wow. I mean, they didn't play well enough to deserve to be back in that game. Those guys forced Ime Udoka to bring back his starting lineup, and they should be the ones to determine how far that game goes.
Man, I couldn't agree more, and I said that to you earlier. They didn't deserve it.
I mean, I agree to a certain extent. The reason I wouldn't have done it isn't necessarily because they didn't deserve to go back in. They didn't play well.
Because they were cold and older.
Yeah, they're old and cold.
All right.
And what happens? You put one of those guys back in, and then they pull something.
Yeah. He would have caught hell for it.
Now, I'm not saying under no circumstances should he have ever considered putting those guys in. You know, what if it gets to five? And the other thing is, it's easy to say, well, just let that group roll.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, that group is not used to playing 15 straight minutes, and they were probably tired, the Warriors.
Yeah. But he did come back.
That's because he had to.
Yeah,
because Spencer got ejected.
You're right.
Sorry, Cam Spencer.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors lose 131-116 last night.
Wow.
And they got a game tomorrow now at Chase Center. And we've got a couple players who are banged up. Jimmy Butler's banged up. Curry's banged up.
And Draymond's tired, you know? He just battles every night, man.
Yeah,
this has not been an easy series for him.
It's not been an easy series for anybody. I don't think it's been an easy series for Curry. He's been tremendous in two of the games, but that's because it's because of his greatness. Cade in San Francisco. Hey, Cade, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey. Doing well, thank you.
All right, so if someone had told me that at the end of five games we will be 3-2 and Steph Curry would have a thumb injury and we would actually play through it, and if we were told that Butler would have a pelvic glute contusion and he would still be ready to play game 6 and 7, I would take it. And I would just say we have two more times we have a chance to close the series out. That's perfect with me. So it's okay if they lose. I think the two games that they won are the ones where Jalen Green shot the lights out, and the other one was yesterday when they actually shot a higher percentage.
Right.
So losing those games is ill. I think we'll close it out in the next two games, hopefully in the next one.
Yeah, thanks for the call,
there
Kate.
We go.
Appreciate it. I mean, yeah, it's not a bad way to look at it.
Okay.
You did not have home court. You're playing a 2-seed. You have home court. You can put this series away with a win at home. Not only are you up 3-2, you're essentially up 3-2 with Jimmy Butler missing two games. He played 10 minutes of the one game of game two and then didn't play in game three. So I think you got to take being up 3-2. Oh, I mean, absolutely.
All day. But again, you tell me, because I'm blaming it on you, Stoney. Tell me if I'm being a fat rat. Fat cat. Had they closed it out yesterday, what were we talking about? The rest factor. Now that's off the board. But now I guess you can't have it, your cake and eat it too. It's about just winning the series now, and you play the games when they come once you advance. But
yeah.
I was really, the way you guys illustrated it yesterday, you know, I was really buying into that.
Buying into what?
If they took care of business yesterday, they would get rest before this next series.
No, I did
you
not.
You brought up the Memphis comp. You brought up,
right.
This is as much important as me. Am I wrong?
What I said was, I don't believe there's these two motivations are equal. The Rockets are in an elimination situation. They're going to play desperate as hell. The Warriors would love to win the game and get rest. That's not desperation.
No, you say it like that.
The Rockets played more desperate than the Warriors, and they deserved to win the game.
Yeah.
They dominated.
I think you'd say you didn't see a blowout coming.
No, I and you can make a case that the Warriors came back from 30 and made it to 11.
Well,
I know, I'm just saying, yeah. Like,
how much of the, I don't know if it's nervousness, yeah, or, you know, kind of
just trepidation.
Yeah. Or like deflatement of from last night is because the Wolves won and they're now sitting.
No doubt. But it's also, as an older hoop player, not comparing myself to the NBA, I'm starting to see a theme, even going back to game four, Evan, to answer your question, where they look fresher, and they look fresher naturally, Steiny, because they're younger. And now I'm wondering, this explosion, are the young cats thinking, oh my gosh, we got them right where we want them?
I don't know that they're thinking they got them where they want them, but they're probably confident they can come in here and win a game. And the idea that they have no chance in Friday's game or in this series, I just don't know what would have led people to believe that this was going to be easy.
Yeah, and maybe you can help me, and Evan, Guru, Willard, Spadoni were disrespectful. Do you think that's to the Rockets?
Yeah.
Well, at every turn here, especially today, I'm seeing the light. Like, man,
It's too late.
What you mean it's too late?
It's too late.
It's 3-2.
That's why you've lost two games. Maybe they were getting a little too confident.
And that's what life's about.
Wow, for you guys, man.
Let's go to Jim and Martinez. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Hey, Goo, Steiny, you guys have just hit on a lot of stuff. I agree with that last caller. There's a couple things, though, that I have not heard. Okay, Jimmy Butler's what? 60, 70%. We're up 3-2. With home court on a very good, tough, young team. Draymond doesn't need to go back into that game with his foul and his temper and everything. Maybe you throw in GP2 or, you know, that's all fine, whatever. So we're all questioning Steve Kerr again. This cracks me up every time, Goo. Come on. So we're up 3-2. And this is what I want to throw out there.
Okay.
Has anybody seen the picture of Steph's thumb?
Yes. Yeah, we have, I'm concerned.
That thing looks like somebody sewed a ping pong ball onto it. And I've been in a lot of stuff and seen a lot of injuries. I don't think I've ever seen that thing.
I'm with you.
It's like, you know, but we're up. Now, again, like a caller a minute ago, say we're driving along and I'm listening to you guys in February and Steiny says to you, Goo, or me, hey, man, you're going to be up 3-2 with a home game Friday night, and I'm driving along in February, and we're like 500. I would say, man, I'm buying the drinks.
I got you know? It. I'm feeling that.
I'm not saying we're winning, but I'm very, very confident about tomorrow. We got to get the guys some rest, and then Minnesota, is Rudy go? And I'm not jumping ahead, Steiny. Don't give me it. Rudy Gobert is not going to be Shaquille O'Neal and Elijah Wan against us, and that ain't going to happen. So everybody, chill. You know, Jonathan Kuminga is not flying in with his cape. It's unfortunate that the way things fell with him, because his athleticism would come in handy. But if those kids make a couple of those tip-ins when it's like it was going to be like a 10-point lead, and Houston had to scramble. Now they got to fly in here and find some rooms and get ready for tomorrow. And guess what? We still do have the experience, and we just need the guys to be up for the game tomorrow. We're cool. Hey, thanks, guys. Great show, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And I get the, you know, when we were 500 or two games under before the trade started, and I'm telling you, we're up 3-2. I'm with it. I'm still positive. And when it's all said and done, Houston does have to win three games to win this series in a row. So,
I mean,
we've won
the last 2 weeks of the season, the Warriors lost to Houston, San Antonio, and the Lakers.
Yes, sir.
It made them a 7 seed. It made them a play-in
Clippers.
Team.
Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It made them a play-in team. They won the play-in. That gets them to 7. Now they got to play the Houston Rockets, who have home court advantage. The Warriors are a 7 seed, and they're up 3-2 against the Rockets, and they can seal it on their home court tomorrow. This is exactly where I kind of thought they would be. I think it's the big picture is, okay, they didn't close out a game five.
But, okay.
But, they were never good enough to assume they were just going to wrap this thing up whenever. And the bottom line is they're still in control of the series.
Okay, let's say you're right. But Stani was scaring me just from a fan standpoint. That's the only standpoint I can come from. I don't like what he talked about, that picture of Curry's hand. Okay, he's not making excuses. And I don't like Jimmy Butler with this pelvic contusion. Like, I really believe yesterday, and he's saying the right stuff. Oh, I'm good. I'm feeling. No, you didn't yesterday. No, you didn't. They were going by you along with everybody, your mates. And not only that, they were taking the ball from the chef and then going down there doing five slamma jamma. Like, that's giving those guys major confidence. So when you set it up the way you did, I get it. But now I'm talking about what's real too along with that. And we're kind of banged up as we're the older team. And maybe they win by 40 tomorrow, Stani. I'll be happy.
There hasn't been one thing that's happened in the postseason that has shocked me.
Even this Minnesota 4-1?
Well, no, I'm talking about the Warriors series.
Gotcha.
I mean, there really hasn't.
Yeah.
The Rockets have won maybe two of the games because their effort level is off the charts. But they haven't been able to finish games, at least games 3 and 4.
But they came close as you can, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I think, right.
Make some
I think you could
throws.
Make a case that Houston's outplaying the Warriors in this series. But, you know, I'm not going to, I don't want to make it into an argument, but at the very least, you have to look at this series and say, man, these two teams are competitive with each other. They're kind of...
I don't have a problem with that, Stein.
You can't say, oh, one team's way better than the other. You can't say that.
One's more experienced than the other, but yeah, I can't.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
A lot of that went into my Warriors in five.
Right, so experience won you games 3 and 4, and age lost you game 5.
I'm not mad at that.
Let's go to Bob in Marin. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Bobby.
Good. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm doing well. I hope you guys are doing well. I think Warriors are where they needed to be. I agree with you, Simon. The two games that they have lost have been games where the shooters on the other side have gotten hot, and the games that they won have been just, you know, a drag-on fight, and that's how they're going to have to win if they win Game 6 or Game 7. I think the key here for them is to let Şengün do his things. He's an all-star. I'm very impressed by this kid. Absolutely, the way he uses his feet, the way he uses his size. I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, his numbers when the Warriors have won offensively have been great. But when the Warriors have lost, he's been a whole player. His assist numbers and his rebounding is up. So they're going to have to figure out how they deal with this kid. I'm very impressed by him. It's not going to be easy. It was never going to be easy. This is going to be a drag-on fight. These guys, they have something against the Warriors that they take personally. They started their winning streak when they played the Warriors and beat them. And before that, they were like losing 10 in a row or something like that. So there's something about this team that just doesn't sit well for them against the Warriors. And I'm very happy to see a series like this. This is old school basketball. This is a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow and see how the Warriors are going to adjust. This has been a great series.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it too.
Yeah, we all have. And especially that last game here at Oracle. I told you, man, that's one I won't forget. And now the stakes are higher. The intensity is amped up, and they'll run it back tomorrow night. It's 6 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Warriors, they are up 3-2 in the series with a chance to close it out. And I'll even go further. You know, the caller said, if in February we said that, you would have said, I take it. Hell, going into the first round, before game one, if you told me, Steiny, would you take the Warriors being up 3-2 coming home for a closeout game in game 6? I would be like, hell yes. That's me. Now, I still think they're going to win this series. But yeah, there's a reason to be concerned. The thing I'd be most concerned is that Houston might be getting stronger, might be getting more confident, and if the Warriors are wearing down already,
that's a recipe for fear. Yeah,
who
from
knows?
A fan,
right? But then, if that were to happen, we'd all kind of know why, because they might not have enough. They might not have enough. I don't know what they don't have enough of.
But endurance.
Yeah, they might not have enough to win four playoff series. In fact, I think if they were to win four playoff series, that would really, really surprise me.
Yeah, and I don't need a sedative, but for you to recite what's about to take place as far as these games coming up possibly in the next series, Stoney, the days of summer vacation, they're over. Like, it's a game. Like, whoa, you know?
Well, that's why when we were talking about winning another championship, I felt like we were losing sight of how hard the playoffs actually are. They're a grind.
Man, and we're what, for six games in, five games in?
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's on your mind specifically about last night's game? I've heard some people talk about whether or not he should have maybe brought some other players into that game late. I didn't have a huge problem with it one way or the other. My way of thinking was he cut his losses. They weren't going to win that game. He knew it, and he started thinking about Friday at about halftime on Wednesday. But what do you guys think at 888-957-9570? This Mother's Day, treat mom to something very special. Brunch with a view at the Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at Inn at the Tides. Enjoy coastal cuisine, fresh local flavors, and stunning Bodega Bay views. Reserve now. Mom deserves the best. Call now or visit inatthetides.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.